Welcome in to the Friends Radio Show on WRFN LP Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org, 103.7 FM on your dial in Music City, 107.1 FM in West Nashville, but we are always worldwide at RadioFreeNashville.org. What's up, Music City? This is ET, your host for this evening. Thanks for joining me tonight. Joining us every Monday night right here on the Friends Radio Show. A little bit about our station, Radio Free Nashville. It's a nonprofit organization owned and operated by local people right here in Music City. And these people create programming, design events, and keep this station up and running and on the air. And it intends to be a community forum for the music, voices, and viewpoints generally ignored or misrepresented by the corporate media. And that means a lot nowadays. So let's get behind it. Go to the website and donate, RadioFreeNashville.org. If you want to hear what's going on in the studio, just scroll down and click on that Listen Now tab, and it'll take you right to that media player. But this is the Fringe Radio Show. We are sponsored by the best organization in the city, the Nashville Fringe Festival. You guys, go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Spend a day on there. Get to know us and the organization. Read up on the articles of different musicians in the area. There's show videos. There's previous radio interviews. But the most important thing is sign up for the email list and the newsletter. And that way you'll get the newsletter every time it comes out. But you'll also be the first person to get that seasonal sampler. And the Fringe Festival puts out a seasonal sampler every season with music of artists in Music City. A lot of artists that you've heard right here on the Fringe Radio Show, and artists that you're going to want to know. And so do that. Get on there and sign up for the newsletter. You'll be the first one to get that link to the download of the seasonal sampler when it comes out. I think we played the last one a few weeks ago. And if you're an artist trying to get on the sampler or maybe get on the show, just give us a shout out at NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Again, this is ET. I'm a rapper, producer, performer, and your host tonight right here in Music City. Thanks for listening. We're here every Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. And it's co-hosted by my guy, Al D. He's here every first and third Mondays. You got me on the second and fourth. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys continue to do so and really help us spread the word about the Nashville Fringe Festival. Tonight's a special night. We got a guest in studio that, you know, I consider family now. I've done married into the family. So shout out to my man Genesis for joining us tonight in studio. What's up, Genesis? How you doing? Welcome to the show, man.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Glad to, you know, finally get you on, now that you're family and everything now. You know, I done married into the family, so we had to do some more work together. But so we got you on the show, man. You're up here representing, you know, Mount Pleasant, Columbia, that whole area down there. But take this time to tell the listeners a little bit about who is Genesis and what you got going on.
Genesis is a complicated man at times. Not real. I started off writing raps in high school. It was kind of like a stress reliever for me. And I figured it would have been a phase I would have just, you know, put down, go through like other stuff. But
right,
I kind of think I have a real calling in music. And ever since then, I've just been on it.
So you talk about, you know, because I think high school was about the time that I kind of got into music as well. So what do you think it was that sort of gravitated you towards music and made that sort of your outlet at the time?
I always grew up around certain music. You know, my mom's always had, you know, anything from Snoop to Drew Hill. Mm-hmm. Then I got introduced to certain stuff through my time, like Twister, you know, yeah. Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That's funny, man, because I have a collection of records that was my mom's records at one point. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of surprised at some of the stuff I found in there. Like, I was listening to some Millie Jackson the other day, And I was just shocked at the things that I found. And, I think that when you're around music as a kid and you're exposed to that, you're a lot more likely to maybe get involved with music or or have music be some part of your life. You know, I got a daughter going through that right now. She sees daddy doing it, and she wants to get in here and play the piano and play the guitar. So that's a good thing, man, because I wish that I got involved as far as, like, what I'm talking about, playing instruments and things like that, mm-hmm. at a younger age. I didn't pick up on that till later in life. I started writing early and dancing and all that, but man, I really wish I knew how to play an instrument at a much younger age. So we have to get her started, man. She's already turned 7, so we're gonna get her going. But so, like, in high school, did you guys have like a group, or you guys just kind of like freestyling at lunch? Tell me about that scene. What was going on?
It was really all of the above. You know, somebody always had a pen on the cafeteria table. Mm-hmm. Somebody always had a verse or two they wanted to spit. I was never really the type to just put it out there like that. I was more of the undercover. I'll wait till I get home, write it, see if it sound good. Right. I ain't finna get dogged out.
Right.
But went from there, you know, me and my boys, we kind of started a group, and we didn't really go too much far with it, but we're thinking of picking that up in the long run. But as of right now, my boy Hollis, we got KME, Critical Minds Entertainment, going, which consists of me, Hollis, my boy Swish, and then my boy plus my cousin, That Super Dude, and we're finna make a lot of impact down in Murray County.
That Super Dude, that's that name right there, man.
Yeah.
So are some of these guys the same guys that you ran around with in high school when you were making music?
Somewhat. I mean, my cousin, That Super Dude, I got around to him probably at the peak of it. You know, he's a little older than me. And then Hollis, I met him at one of my occupations a few years ago. Mm-hmm. We kind of linked up on the music. My boy Swish, I've known him probably maybe in the middle of high school, and we just clicked tight ever since. So
nice, man. One of my best friends from high school, my man B Steel from Nappy Roots. Shout out Nappy Roots. Man, he and I used to get off the bus in the afternoon and just freestyle for hours on the corner. Just sit until the sun went down, man. I miss those times, man. It was a much simpler time back in high school. So, you know, you talk about you're from the Mount Pleasant, Columbia area. What's the music scene down there now? Is there a music scene? And if there is, tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I say it's a nice music scene. You know, we got a lot of upcoming artists, you know, from different aspects of everywhere. You know, we have, let's see, I can start. We got Goldie Mac. We got Baller Mac. We have Smoke. It's just a numerous amount. Yeah. You know, we have Evolution, all the way from Mr. Clean to LJ, B-Mac, you know, Swalo. You know, it's a lot of potential down there. And I see us putting Columbia, Mount Pleasant on the map real big, real soon.
That's crazy, because it's not a overly populated area, and it seems like you got a lot of artists down there that are hungry, trying to get out. So tell me a little bit about what you're working on. I know we got a song we're going to give you guys a sneak preview of later tonight, a little something with E.T. and Genesis, and my boy Al D will be on there as well. But I know you've put out a lot of music, so tell me about the current project that you're working on.
Current project is going to be Studio Therapy, and it's just basically me coming back, trying to get my vibe going. You know, I had to take a little time off, had a lot of stuff going on. You know, I had my child last year. Yeah,
life,
you know,
happens, man.
Gotta handle business first. Yeah. But yeah, we got a nice few hits on there. I got one called Right Now that we just recently shot the video for. We're just waiting for the editing process right now. And
we're gonna play that tonight, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's with That Super Dude.
Uh-huh. And, man, when I say he can sing, he can sing.
He's that Super Dude, man. He's that Super Dude. So is this like a KME collaboration, or is this strictly a Genesis project?
I guess as far as the face-wise for this project, it'll be, you know, Genesis. But everything is revolving around KME, you know.
Okay.
Everybody same level.
That's,
everybody
that's
gets
the hub.
A piece.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's sort of the I'm at a loss for words now, man, but
that's the root for it right
there. There you go. So KME, Critical Mind Entertainment, is that what it was?
Yes, sir.
Critical Mind Entertainment. Shout out KME. So we got a song that we're going to preview later on. Like I said, we got a couple other tracks we're going to listen to, but you've put out other music. I see it all over your Facebook. Tell me about some of your past projects, and maybe if there's anywhere online people can kind of check out some of those songs.
Let's see. Well, from what I can remember, you know, I started with my first CD, which was Sound of Retaliation, and then went to War Music, War Music 2, then you got Still Wicked, then I have one that I really didn't release called Sex on Repeat. And some of these, I'm pretty sure you can Google and find some on That Piff, some on Tweet My Mixtape. It's honestly been so long since I've been on there to exactly pinpoint where it could be.
Yeah.
But you always have YouTube, you know.
And you can search Genesis, J-E-N-E-S-Y-S.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Spell it with a J, you guys, not with a G. So, man, that's like 5-6 projects you just rattled off there. Were these like full albums or was some kind of mixtapes, some EPs in there, a little bit of everything?
It was mixtapes all the way. It was about average between, you know, 18 to 20 songs maybe on each one, and I started slowing down a little bit. You know, you don't want to give them just too much, just give them enough just to have them, you know, ready for more. So I guess that's the route I'm gonna go with this one.
So if the people out here listening want to kind of check in with Genesis to see what's going on, where do you suggest they find you? Should they go to Facebook? You're on Twitter? What's the best place to link up with Genesis?
Facebook, you have Instagram, Twitter half the time. As far as my oriented music, I'm finna start doing a lot on Reverb Nation, and you always have YouTube, of course.
Yeah.
And you know,
I'm anxious to see the you got the new video that we were talking about in the editing stage right now, and I guess you guys are gonna drop that on YouTube. You got an expected date of when that's gonna drop?
Not exactly, but it's not too far out. But editing, that's probably the last part that we need to go through. Shout out to my boy Paco. He's the one doing the editing, South 65 Films. And
yeah,
of course,
shout out everybody. Who you want to shout out tonight?
Well, the whole crew, first and foremost. I went down that list.
Yep.
Then the model that I had in the video, Nevia Carter, she came through for me. She done an amazing job. You know, we had a few shots together, a few scenes. Then, of course, one of my other cousins, you know, he had his little cameo, you know.
Right. Keep it in the fam.
Yeah, you know, just trying to get everybody in it and get it all together. And, of course, we have a new video. It's going to be my boy, That Super Dude. His video is going to be Celebration. That one's going to be epic. Like.
Okay. Well, you guys stay tuned for that. Do a search for Genesis on YouTube. You want to shout out like your Twitter handle or your Instagram handle?
I would if I knew them by heart.
That's all right.
Just
Google Genesis.
Just a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Hey, just Google Genesis, and we'll use that as a hub, and you can find him there. So we're gonna play a few tracks tonight and talk a little bit about these tracks. So this first one we're gonna play is called Landing Zone. Tell me a little bit about that one.
Landing Zone. Actually, my boy Young Nito, he came up with the concept. You know, we were just rambling through one night in the studio, and we was trying to get a little buzz going, you know, for the audio listeners out there. And it was a pretty decent track. It took probably a little bit longer than expected to complete, but, you know, it was a pretty decent one.
Let's check it out. This is Landing Zone with Genesis and Young Nito.
I just got out of jail. They hating already. I'm barely made bail and bought a 1980 Chevy. I tell them fly, die, and them suckers can't stand at home. I'm too high in the sky, I think I need a landing zone. He hating, I'm waiting, better cut his cameras on. Cause 5'6", I have his chin with no panties on. Young Nito, hell yeah, I be on my shit. I tell my girl, make bail and I be home by 6. I put that on my 6. I ain't moving bricks, now I'm in jacuzzis with the cutest little Cuban chicks. The phone win the game scoring, I got huge assists. And I don't call these lanes booing just to prove this shit. Hey, shout it, I think I need a landing zone. Hey, homes, I think I need a landing zone. I'm too high in the sky, I think I need a landing zone. I'm too fly on these guys, I think I need a landing zone. Hey, shout it, I think I need a landing zone. Hey, homes, I think I need a landing zone. I'm too high in the sky, I think I need a landing zone. I'm too fly on these guys, I think I need a landing zone.
A landing zone, what? I don't think I'm high enough. Rockin' marijuana and my cologne, flowing through the sky when I fly by to the next song. Representing my money with my nigga Nito, taking over the industry, niggas with a bad bag. Cause I'm coming with a vengeance, any pussy motherfucker can't get it, just tell me what I'm bad at.
You wanna take it there? I got a few killers to ride, and they ain't never scared. Like a loaded ready to die.
You oughta know that when I fly by, I'm so high. Don't hit on me, cause your bitch is always by my side. I'm trying to teach them knowledge. I ain't spitting gang. Buy my nigga pills here, gotta teach them lies. If you the head to get the bread just to maintain. I'm slick on overdose, going coast to coast. What you niggas know about that? Bad ass bitch in the telly, said you wanted in the belly. Now you know I'm about to let the bitch get that.
Hey, shout it, hey, shout it. I think I need a landing zone. Hey, homes, hey, homes. I think I need a landing zone. I'm too high in the sky. I think I need a landing zone. I'm too fly on these guys. I think I need a landing zone. Hey, shout it, hey, shout it. I think I need a landing zone. Hey, homes, hey, homes. I think I need a landing zone. I'm too high in the sky. I think I need a landing zone. I'm too fly on these guys. I think I need a landing zone.
So this next track we're going to play is called Off Top. Tell us a little bit more about that one.
Off Top, Off Top. That one was in the works for a while, and I had my boy Little Tech from Columbia. You know, he was linking up with me. He was like, man, we need to go ahead and collab on something. You know, let's go and get that little sensation out there on the airwaves. I'm like, shoot, I got a track we can try to check out. And he heard that one. When I tell you, he just came through and demolished it.
Nice.
It was nothing but pure 100 on that one, man.
All right. So let's check it out. This is Off Top with Genesis and Lil Tech.
She only ride with them boys that's grip and grank.
Grip and grank.
Grip and grank. If you ain't ballin', then don't even ask a name.
Ask a name.
They love how we do.
Take one, let them know off top. If you ride with me, shawty, got the streets on lock. Pulled up, now we bout to ride out. Got that wood rolled up where that lung smoked out. Got Zilla in the trunk, nigga, yeah, we be styling. Hit the block clowning, boy, that's why we smiling. Fresh metallic paint with grain up in the dash. Yes, I do this cause you can't, so watch me zoom past. At the stop, like, whoa, the scene of bad free. Hit the brakes, she said, ooh, your ride clean. Yes, I know, I know, I know. Come and block with me, oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. And then we struck, bitch, and turn my Armageddon's up. Because I never gave a fuck. 215's in the back, just to blow the block up. Got them dope boys thinking why it sounds so good. I got that grown man up under the hood. I'm ripping the wood, but later on I'm grabbing some ass. Hundreds and fifties to slap between some big eggs. Titties pop the drum to show them niggas I ain't playing. Cranked it up so they can hear the heat that I'm banging. She only ride with them boys that's grip and rag.
Grip and rag.
Grip and rag. If you ain't ballin', then don't even ask a name.
Ask a name.
They love how we do.
Take one, let them know walk top. If you ride with me, shawty, got the streets on lock. Hold up, now we bout to ride out. Got that wood rolled up where that lung smoked out.
Ball like COVID. Y'all can't hold me now, I don't know. wasted. I could give a damn if they hate me. So much smoke in my eyes, boy, I can't see. Nah, I'm getting money, baby, $100 bills, y'all. And yeah, they try to hold me back, but I still buy. And I'ma always keep it real, dawg. I spit books, it's so I can lyrically come and kill y'all. Okay, now I'm running the place, and I'm a cowboy, you can see the gun on my waist. 2 feet on the gas, baby, none on the brakes. I'ma make it to the top, man, whatever it takes.
She only ride with them boys, just gripping rank.
Gripping rank,
gripping rank. If you ain't ballin', then don't even ask a name.
Ask a name.
They love how we do.
Take one, let them know, walk top. If you ride with me, shawty, got the streets on lock. Hold up, now we about to ride out. Got that wood rolled up where that love smoke down.
So this next track, we were talking a little bit about it earlier. That Super Dude, we were talking about him. But this is Right Now. Tell us about this one.
Right Now. Nice little club vibe track. I was actually down in Panama when I started writing a little bit on it. You know, I was at the beach, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need that scene to get you where you need
that's
to go.
That's inspiration.
Yeah. And, you know, he heard that one and he was like, man, I can sing the heck out of the hook on that one. So, you know, we laid it all out. He came through. He blew me away on that track. And that's when I knew right then that one's going to be the single for the CD.
Okay, so this is a new track that's going to be on the Studio Therapy project?
Yes, sir. Yes,
all
sir.
Right, well, let's check it out. This is Right Now featuring that Super Dude.
When I touch that, closed mouths never get fed. So I'm going for an all you can eat buffet. When I had it, girl, you knew it from my last name. Call me Mr. Right for the sex games. Flip it over, favorite number 69. Do you and you gon' do me, full play, never lame.
I love the way that you rock it for me, baby. I love the way that you touching on me, baby. I love the way your body moves. I'm a sexy groove, I'm a bedroom boom. Just getting started right now. Let's get this thing started right now. The way you move got me kissing on your body. That sweet perfume that you rock is so hypnotic.
We should link up right now. Take it to the room, but no sleep right now. Cause I'm about to make you say no moan, no girl, I'm about to make you scream. To the top of your lungs. Don't want it quiet in this room until I make you hum. 4, 5, 6, 7 times. And another one for me cause you so damn fine. Bend it over while you sipping on that Cuervo. I'm gon' go and drill deep until you say you want no more. Until you say you want no more. Girl, what did your phone vibrate?
Welcome, that just my man keeps stroking.
I love the way that you rock it for me, baby. I love the way that you touching on me, baby. I love the way your body moves. I'm a sexy groove, I'm a bedroom boom. Just getting started right now. Let's get this thing started right now. The way you move got me kissing on your body. That sweet perfume that you rock is so hypnotic.
We got another track we're gonna play tonight. This one is She Like It. Tell us about this one.
Oh, She Like It. She Like It. I tried to hit every aspect I could, you know, from the ladies to the.
You gotta please the ladies, man.
You know, whichever side they on, you know, I just wanted to hit all angles. And try to do something just a tad bit different from what I was used to. You know, I tried to limit a lot of the whole thuggish stuff and just maintain on that one nice little smooth.
Okay. Well, we're going to shout out the ladies on this one. This is Genesis with She Like It.
Jump down and make the beat so you know this shit will talk.
And she like it.
She like it.
And she like it.
She like it.
And she like it.
When I treat her class,
she like it.
When I treat her nasty,
she like it.
She like it.
And she like it.
She like it.
She like it when I take her out on the night of the town. She love it when I grab that and said I won't slow it down. She like it when I lick her down her back gently. Like it when I ease her, let your tongue be super free. Like it when I bring her flowers, make her feel special. Her friends hate it cause they niggas ain't up on that level. She love it when I penetrate, I love it when she moan. Cut your phone on airplane mode and cluck that camera on. I like the way she smile, I like the way she giggle. But she know I love it when she bend it over, make it wiggle. Over Z up in this jib, you my nasty dancer. Backseat, windows fall, screaming do it.
She like it, she like it.
She like it when I treat her classy. Like it when I treat her nasty.
She like it.
She like it.
She love it when I treat her classy. And love it when I treat her nasty.
She like it.
She like it.
That's what she telling me. She like it.
She like
so
it.
Take it off and let me see.
She like it.
She like it.
That's what she telling me.
She like it.
She like
so
it.
Take it off and let me see. She love it when I slap it from the back. Ain't holding back. Deep off in your sea. I know you feel me the way you scratching me. Like it when I rub her down,
she like it.
But she love it when I'm gangster with it. So many ways I get up in it. I like it when she make it two for one.
I like
it. It nigga, someone was a nigga about to have me some fun. She like it when I show her love and affection. And she like it when I send her climbing straight up to heaven. She like it when I hold her tight. And when I show her off, them niggas can try to spit game. But she know who the boss.
She like it.
She like it when I take my time. And I love it when she say my name. I whisper her, she screaming.
She like it.
She like it.
She like it when I treat her classy. And like it when I treat her nasty.
She like it.
She like it.
She love it when I treat her classy. And love it when I treat her nasty.
She like it.
She like it.
That's what she telling me.
She like it.
She like
so
it.
Take it off and let me see.
She like it.
She like it.
That's what she telling me.
She like it.
She like
so
it.
Take
get off and let me see.
So this last one we're gonna play, you know, a mixtape track. You sent me the beat, which was sort of a song off of that. What's the show? American or Pretty Little Liars? Is that what it was?
By ZZ Ward, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So it was Till the Casket Drop, and man, you sent me this, and like as soon as the piano and the drums came in, I just felt it, and I immediately wrote to it. And like I told you earlier, I scratched it though, and I wrote another one. But so this is organic right here. You guys are hearing this literally the same day that we just did some studio work on it. Still got my boy Al D that is going to get on with us. I appreciate you shouting us out and letting us get on this track with you. But tell me a little bit about this one.
I say when I heard it, Till the Casket Drop, I had in my mind on, okay, a lot of people saying you need to get that same vibe back that you had before. And it just kind of pushed me to, all right, I'm finna keep doing this until, you know, the day I resign, you know, till the casket drop. and it just kind of stuck out to me. You know, I love the hook on it.
Yeah.
You know.
Powerful.
Yeah, it was real powerful. Yeah. Shout out to that artist. And, you know, I just took it, just figured, all right, let me see what I can tweak with on this one. You know, it just ran with it. It came out amazing.
I can get behind it, man. Those songs that you just hear, they're already telling the story when you hear them, and it makes it easier to write, because I know you wrote your verse in like 20 minutes earlier. I was like, man, this cat is killing it. So I'm glad to be on this track. This is just a sneak peek for you guys. It's sitting the whole song, but we're going to let you get a little taste of what we were working on in the studio today. It's your boy E.T. with Genesis to the Casket Drop.
I done witnessed too many backstabbing and backlash. All the way from Genesis washed up to it's a rap. Word of God that I was done for. Gangsta shit was kicked, yo. Where that flow motion at? Now you on that slow-mo? Well, check this out. That's my vibe, not yours. And if you're not paying my bills, to concentrate on the it'll be no problem, man. You don't know the equation to solve them. So mind your business, let me step my bread. No issue, won't call them. They wanna see me in my grave, won't ever happen. Cause me and KME is coming for us, gotta have it, man. E.T. told me if you ever have beef, don't call the cops. Yo, I got your back and we gon' ride.
To the casket drops, to my dying day. To my heartbeat stops, to my legs just break. Oh, 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 oh. To the casket drops.
They say life is what you make it, so you make it what you want it. When you take it and you flaunt it, it'll rake it with astonish. Ain't a way that you can promise that you're living your life honest when you're all about the dollars and forget your broken promise. That's why I preach positive, stay away from derogative before I fade away and I'm laying with a forgotten live. I got a lot to give and I choose to give it, so know that I meant it when I bend rules and limits. I end fools, an agitated group of my friend pool, because I'm not filtered or simple, but it's cool. I still strive with incredible drive. You bet I'm alive, so go and press the pedal and ride.
To the casket drops, to my dying day. To my heartbeat stops, to my legs just break. Oh, 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 oh. To the casket drops.
So that was that sneak preview right there to the casket drop with Genesis, E.T., and Al D. And you guys can check for that on the upcoming project Studio Therapy by Genesis and KME. The rest of this hour, I'm going to play some tracks for you guys, some of my favorite tracks from artists right here in Nashville. So let's jump on into some of this Music City Madness.
You would do the next day. Let's say it probably wasn't your best play. Hard in the head start so I could keep my head straight. Part of the game if you listen to the replays. The cliches that got me where I had no leeway. It's time for action, not an auction on eBay. I'll tell you more about it if you take me to the DJ. Let's talk about what you're trying to do with your life. Cause otherwise you'll end up looking stupid tonight. I put it in the music, it ain't what I do to get hype. Might not mean much to your people, but it's crucial to mine. You either with me or against me, confused or behind. Holding off till I find one with a beautiful mind. It's true, I knew you'd have knew if you'd have been there. I wish they could have been.
I know I just don't care.
Me with that, cause I don't need it. That's the type of shit to get some numbers in my phone deleted. You never called before, but blow me up because I'm leaving. Already said I'd had enough. I guess you want me to repeat it. Well, here it goes. No need to lie, you had me waiting, but you only hit me up when you wanted some validation. I won't enable you. Stand on your own too. I talk when I'm just sticking with the plan I already told you. Besides, you ain't saying nothing but old news. Blocking me out when I took the trouble to roll through. Ain't even honest with yourself. I know you, so why should we be friends when you ain't telling me the whole truth?
your own crew, it ain't really fair. Calling up my friends like they ain't already aware. Not to take away from what we had, I know it was rare. But I gotta draw the line and say I
just don't care.
Beats hot, quiet speak not by choice. It's pantomime, but through rhyme, I give them a voice. Speaking instead, it's resonating deep in your head with a mystique like scripts in ancient Greek you read. Hieroglyphics translate the kick, the snare is mythic. They all asking who is it? He's something like a wizard, casting a spell on cats with like of inspiration. His music bringing to life the dead in imitation. You can't mimic the mind with your limited mind, it's getting behind. Pause for a minute in time and feel the energy imparted from the artist on the stage. Home is where the heart is and his heart is on display. Words are never spoken, but the message is engraved on his palms and translated through spiritual psalms. For your moms, for your bros, for your foes, for your kids. Hold up, let's tell them who it is. Listen.
I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer.
You can only hope to contain him.
I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer.
You can only hope to contain him.
I met him at Cafe Coco on Elliston and Louise. Came to show love to some of my MCs. Dude on the ones and twos was a stranger to my eye. Moving to the music and flailing his hands high. Motioning his fingers to get the crowd to reply. But he wouldn't make a sound and I didn't know why. Feeling the beats deep, sweat beating down his face. The melody and rhythm they met in a sweet embrace. Poetry, emotion, people starving for the taste. A musical satisfaction that came to the right place. Bass resonating, drums come at a fast pace. Breathing heavy like he finished some 100-yard dash race. Ace on the plates, space in the crates. Hands on the wheels of steel, never putting on the brakes. Face to face, asked him why he never speak. He just pound his fist on the SP and let it repeat. Like,
I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer.
You can only hope to contain him.
I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer. I am the flyest entertainer.
Can only hope to contain him.
I met this guy that I really
the way that you did, the way that you did, you did, the way that you did.
Told him I roll with the dough gun, the flow done with the draw and the blow gun. And been doing this Nashville music shit since Biggie rhymed about robbing them on a slave ship. For all they change, rum, food, and slave whips. Ain't nothing changed these days, we on the same tip. We come clean, it's the Arm & Hammer plus dummy. And you devils know who run things in Alabama, man. Big pal, six style, loud like a pistol. Get your chips now, fuck sipping on some crystal. Drinking champagne while we pound on your damn brain. Trying to maintain, niggas don't know shit. Your triggers don't blow shit. Instead, they trip on each other, most over whole shit. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the career here rising. But that's okay, I got the AK with pride, man. Any means necessary, I protect my territory. I'm non-violent minded, don't make me pop a Terry. I'm advanced like an alien, yeah, I'm top heavy. And I can dance, but this ain't night at the Roxbury.
Hey, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you just can't fool me again.
Fool me once, shame on you.
You just can't fool me again.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah. Fool me twice,
You just can't fool me again.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah.
Fool me twice. You just can't fool me.
I push this hip hop like Kush and Ziplocs. Ain't shit free whether you like it or not. I show niggas love the fake ones, get offended. Ponder my grind, my shine is never ending. I'm more righteous, still crown jeweling. Look in the mirror, peep the clown that you be fooling. Fool yourself once, you play yourself twice. Now you got beef with the beans and rice. But I don't eat beef, I hit Judas with the biscuit. You're more of a how I do this, now witness the grand visit. The ham and the gizzard knocked up out of your name. You're clouded and shame, you misbehave, you gotta be tame. But still I break bread with your resurrect when I'm killing ya. I push my pen like it was a 12-cylinder. Wanna be gangsta, you never stand tall. Stilettos is too small, your balls is rule ball.
Hey, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you just can't fool me again.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, you just can't fool me again.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, you just can't fool me again.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice, you just can't fool me.
For my naysayers, they can't tell I'm talking shit to them. In my rear view, claim I can't get to them. I swing the bat, can you hold that? Strong as a silverback, niggas assemble lack. With your jellyfish, rap, fork, tongue, a foolish pride. Walking like a motherfucker, claiming that you ride. But since you ride, you better watch where you sitting. Got a silicone dickin' all up in your shittin'. You gon' learn today, you're throwing rocks at the tape. Now I got a pound poutine until it stinks.
Like round three, Hamilton was the county. Sound pounding with rednecks around me. I talk nasty, villain move with the true force. Cops harass me, doing me like it's New York. They been following me, stopping me on a properly. Got a seat, got no DOE, got a cop a plea. That shit's all about dough, but we know that. Let's blow a sack, yeah, fuck it, just where the hoes at.
Hoes at, hoes at, hoes at, hoes at.
stops thinking where I am floating. I am sinking at once. Take me at once. Take me where the world is fading away, like a sidewalk chalk on a rainy day. Take me away.
Fall back before you just another statistic. One of the the many victims of the underground senate.
The underground senate. If you wasn't down with it before, I'm sure we just influenced you infinitely. I hear it mention me like I'm not an immovable object, written through every project. Revolutionary words from the prophets. Never knew he carried curses from his pops since adolescence. A strong tendency for alcoholism, but my weaponry is spiritual in essence. Listen, Howard J. Numbers McGee and E.T. on the beat. Guarantee a lead if you threaten me and the team. Got your heads rolling like this was a guillotine, and leave your body swollen like you swallowed creatine. Addicted to rap like so many on nicotine, and hit the scene stacked with me verses of plenty like pennies. My enemies shatter like windows and head-on collisions. They scatter like sheep and cheddar, cheap talk, but no one listens.
In the midst of lyrical warfare, it's kill or be killed, and my whole battalion is iller than ill. So fall back before you just another statistic, one of the many victims of the underground senate. In the midst of lyrical warfare, it's kill or be killed, and my whole battalion is iller than ill. So fall back before you just another statistic, one of the many victims of the underground senate. I ain't come to chit-chat, I came to prove that my competition is second rate in comparison, if that. Y'all spit whack. The day you beat me will be the day I see Bush in Iraq trying to give back. And I don't want to belittle you all, I just think you rappers need to read a little bit more. Maybe then you'll teach a little bit more, cause I hear your music nowadays and I wonder why you've even written it for. Man, I stay in the trenches of war, in the middle of a huge gap that separates the rich from the poor. Picture running in my shoes fighting, seeing nothing but young men dying while the old get richer. It's hell to live in. I broke ranks cause the orders I was given were from men who didn't have my best intentions. So I had to change my direction, cause to me, warfare is the way of deception. In the midst of lyrical warfare, it's kill or be killed, and my whole battalion is iller than ill. So fall back before you just another statistic, one of the many victims of the underground senate. In the midst of lyrical warfare, it's kill or be killed, and my whole battalion is iller than ill. So fall back before you just another statistic, one of the many victims of the underground senate.
That's going to just about do it for us tonight on the Fringe Radio Show. Man, big thank you out to you, Genesis, for joining us tonight on the show. I'm glad that, you know, after 3 years now, we finally get to do this, and be glad we can do it again. But I appreciate you, man. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Nah, thank you, man. I really appreciate it, bro.
Representing that Mount Pleasant.
931.
Columbia area down there. So Genesis holding it down for you guys tonight, man, leading the pack. So jump on board and let's make it happen, Tennessee. Shout out to Radio Free Nashville for putting us on these airwaves. Shout out to the Nashville Fringe Festival, the best organization in the city. Go to nashvillefringefestival.org. You can make a tax-deductible donation, and we survive off of good folks like you. So check us out, nashvillefringefestival.org. My name is ET. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Check out my boy Al D next Monday night. But until then, make sure you be yourself and nobody else. And we'll see you next time right here on the Fringe Radio Show.
What's up, Junior Dredd?
You know what it is on a Tuesday. I done seen that weed done already corrupt.
Tell me about it.
Listen.
Fucking toe hurts.
Today is Tuesday and I'm sick of this week already. Today is Tuesday and I'm sick of this week already.
With the writer's block. Now I'm late for work. Power outage, overslept with no alarm clock. I should have just stopped that moment to settle my temper, but run to the shower, stub my toe on the dresser. Now I'm bleeding. Foot hurts, I'm late, plus I'm needing at least a dollar for the gas tank. I have to bleed it. Turn signal's broken, I'm ducking road rage, following every slow driver in the whole state. My windshield's dirty and the sun is blinding me, thinking about facing my boss, wondering what my line will be. Should I give him the toe or tell him I lost my power? Say the only peace I had was dozing in my hot shower, plus I lost hour. TPS reports and I'm just short of getting fired, but wearing shorts and of course I'm a little absent in the mind. Everyone says the most sarcastic thing that comes to mind. Today is Tuesday and I'm sick of this week already. Today is Tuesday and I'm sick of this week already. It was a beat down by myself at 8. Four dudes on my back, one below me, no escape. Every boot kick, rib or tooth hit, but no breaks. All the pain inflicted, transferred to dude's face. That was on my younger side, but that was my younger side. And then I realized that real life was tripe sometimes. Army brat, moving coastlines from west to east. Memories of the west, I guess they rest in peace. Mentally, I wasn't prepared to carry bags of bricks and bones. Expressing shit when no one cared, at least relief showed its face. Blank page, white sheets with blue lines and pencil sticks. I was different with my utensils, no stencil fit. Nope. Can you sit mesmerized by my written script? Stories knew there would be more for me way before I sipped and snapped buttons in 8-4 jeans. Tracked some men to 14. Shattered and crushed, happiness scored to your parents divorcing. My brain was morphing, ripped from sensitive, and I'm like morphine. All things that turn me crazy, stays my business. Everyone was seeing the same existence. The writer catches cases of plagiarism. Besides, it ain't efficient. Well, it keeps the melon stained and twisted. I'm dropping knowledge with the wisdom. Today is Tuesday, and I'm sick of this week already. Today is Tuesday, and I'm sick of this week already.
Today is only Tuesday, or seems like the week has already done blown. With 4 days left to go, and all I wanna do is relax and relate and release and just blow on the draw.
Life appears like here, have a taste of me, and this bitch gets pissed at every damn joke I say to she. Patiently I wait and place myself in a state of sleep, a dream how to take my life from small time to major leagues. Feel like I'm living right, so I stay intent and keep writing rhymes that ain't paying my rent. But I love what I do, I trust what is true. Rock a mic for a night and pray it touches one of you. But as soon as in 10 minutes is finished, it is this life and shit I get ditched in to keep on living. This is the most minuscule portion of it all. I've been drunk through more shit than horse hooves in a stall. Daily pressure mounts on brain with no one to call. Through it all, I stay sane where most normal men would fall. Still, I can't relax or recline in the mind. Today is Tuesday, and I still ain't got a dime. What? Today is Tuesday, and I'm sick of this week already. Today is Tuesday, and I'm sick of this week already.